Good morning. Marina Trenching and MT2 Telecom.
Good morning. Trying to get a hold of Bill, please.
Okay. May I tell him who's calling?
Sure. This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Just one moment.
This is Bill.
Hey, Bill. How you doing? It's Dennis over here with Bank of Cardiff.
Uh-huh.
Hey, just checking with you guys. I know we spoke a little bit in the past, and you said you reach out to me, but I thought I'd just give you a call and touch base with you here on this fine Friday.
Yeah. Now, right now we're in good shape, and things are picking up. You know, business is certainly picking up, and we have a lot of commitments probably through the end of the year, so it's possible we may need some new equipment or something like that and may come to you folks for financing. But at this point, right now, we don't have any immediate plans to buy any equipment.
Okay. Not a problem. Well, yeah, that's kind of where we specialize too. We have some really good business loan opportunities for equipment.
Right. But that's up to, what, $250,000, something like that?
Sky's the limit, to be honest with you. As far as the actual equipment goes, you know, it's secured with the equipment as being the collateral, so
mm-hmm.
Don't really put a cap on it. I can usually sometimes divide the loan up into, if I need to, I'll put it to you this way, I can go up to $150,000 with very low documentation, and I can split, you know, multiple loans up into different pieces of equipment if I need to, if we go above that. And the reason I say that is because sometimes they'll ask for, or they will, if they go above $150,000, they'll look for 2 years of business returns and profit and loss and all that good stuff. So
right.
If you have a good accountant, then your profit and loss might not look so good. So it's just a way to kind of get around that. But
right. But
we can get creative as far as it goes.
You know that right now we're going through BFS. I mean, that we have a loan through BFS, which started out with you guys, right?
I believe so, correct.
Yeah, this was started out a couple of years ago. And because of the size of the loan that that Bank of Cardiff would not secure it, so they went with BFS, or they sent us to BFS. And so that loan is still intact. We're about halfway through that, a little over halfway through. So expect to have that liquidated by the end of the year.
Okay. Well, if you were looking for more funds, then you can also renew that as well. Once you're 50% paid in, they may have let you guys know that.
Yeah, we know that. But, you know, they're charging us like 36% interest, which is just wild and ridiculous, you know. Just, but, you know, they were there when we needed them, so
true.
We're kind of stuck with it till it's paid off. But okay. If we're looking at that kind of interest again, we're not interested.
As far as equipment goes, equipment's much more of a different animal. It's just more traditional, you know, 5-year term, 1 monthly payment, and they'll look at the risk factors to determine the rate, but they're low. I mean, rates right now are an all-time low. As far as unsecured working capital, it's European, sounds like 36 cents on the dollar, so it's a fixed cost of funds, but yeah, those can be expensive just for the nature of those type of loans.
Right.
But,
so what are we looking at for equipment loans through Cardiff?
Well, I mean, it's just kind of deal specific, but for example, I had a client that qualified for 3.73 a couple weeks ago, startup company.
That was a couple days ago.
It was secured with the collateral of the equipment, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if I recall, I think they purchased like 5 trailers or something like that, some dry van trailers. But that kind of gives you an example. I just did a loan for a startup company, and their rate was 18%. So, I mean, it can be obviously higher depending on the risk factors. So.
Right. And the size of the loan. So, okay. Well, I mean, keep us in mind. I don't mind, you know, if you check with us, you know, every couple months or so, because, you know, we may have something in the works and want to, you know, get you guys involved. So, but like I say, right now we don't have an immediate need.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, sounds good to me.
Right.
I'll definitely keep in touch.
Right.
And if you've got my email, if anything pops up, or if you have any scenarios you want me to run through for you, I'd be more than happy.
Okay. Appreciate it, Dennis.
You too, Bill. Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Sure. Uh-huh.